This is episode number 22 of the Greenlight Real Estate Podcast, the Go-Getter's Guide to Real Estate Investing and Financial Freedom. My name is Naeem Smith and I am your host because I'm just really excited today. I got a very special episode that I'll be sharing with you guys. It's a different style and some buddies of mine will be joining me on the podcast today to talk over our NFL Pro Day experience. And we're just going to talk in addition to that about how we train for it, what we learned from the experience, what our expectations are going forward. And there's just a whole bunch of gold nuggets that you can take away from it. So before we get started, make sure you guys take 10 seconds to rate and review the podcast. Be honest in the ratings and let me know what you think and if I can improve on anything. Also, if you feel inspired or know someone who will benefit from listening to this episode, please share it. You got friends, family out there. I just want to grow the podcast and community. And specifically for this episode, just make sure you guys share it with any athletes out there or, you know, people that are associated with athletes because we want them to be as bestly educated about this process and what it looks like. So there's just a lot of valuable information in here that's shared from our own personal experiences. And once again, I got four other buddies of mine, and they'll go in order. So first one is Jake Constantine, and then it's Elijah Garcia, Jordan Myers, and lastly, Jovan Wolford. So now let's transition to the show. All right, Jake, you're first up. So can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself so you could talk about where you're from, what brought you to Rice, and what position do you play?
Yeah, so I'm from Southern California, born and raised there. Little city called Camarillo. It's called Ventura County. But out of junior college, I went to Weber State in 2018 and 2019, and had a great career there. You know, won a few championships, played in a lot of competitive games, so that was good. But you know, every kid's like main goal when they're growing up is to play FBS football. So that's what really brought me to Rice, and just wanting to get that opportunity to show I can compete at that, you know, main D1 level. So that was always my dream as a kid. It was a good thing that I got to accomplish that and meet such great teammates like you guys and other people along the way. So I definitely thought it was a great career.
Yeah, you no doubt had a fantastic career, and you're going to hear everybody listening in the audience, you're for sure going to hear, like, we have a variety of guys throughout this period that was here for 6 years, or maybe they're here 1 year like you were, Jake. So really glad that you started us off, and we're going in the order of our actual NFL Combine day. So do you want to lead us next, Elijah, and tell a little the audience a little bit about your story?
Yeah, for sure. First of all, thanks for having me, Naeem. This is awesome. I think you providing just content for guys coming up in the future, I think that's great, man. It's something I wish I would have had a couple weeks ago. But I'm first and foremost, my name is Elijah Garcia. I'm from San Antonio, Texas. I got here in Rice in June of 2016, and what brought me here was not only the chance to play competitive Division I football, but also, you know, getting the world-class education, as I'm sure you guys are all aware of. It was just a place where I felt like I could make my family proud. I also chased my dream. I'm also a D lineman, so I didn't mention that, but I play a defensive line here at Rice.
Yeah, nice. What was your major?
I majored in sports management, and then after that, the COVID year came, and so we got next year, and then I decided to pursue my master's in accounting.
Mm-hmm. So did you talk about what position you play?
Yeah, I didn't mention it, but I'm a defensive lineman, so I'm across the whole line, really. This year I had to play nose tackle primarily, but, you know, when my team needed me to play the five technique or before, I was also out there. So.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show, and you want to take us off next, Jordan?
Yeah. So what's going on, you guys? My name is Jordan Myers. I'm pretty local to the Houston area. I'm about, 40 minutes south from a smaller town called Dickinson, Texas. I decided to come to Rice, a little bit of combination of what everybody's already said. You know, great education, great opportunity to play, competitive football in Division I sports. As well as stay a little local to the family, stay close so I can always, get back home if I need it. So thankful for that opportunity and stuff like that. While I was at Rice, I got my undergrad in economics and a business minor. And then due to COVID as well, I had the opportunity to continue to pursue my master's in accounting, same as Elijah. And on the football field, had the opportunity to play a good amount of positions. I've gone from tight end to running back to fullback to running, or to a little bit like a slot receiver type of ordeal. Kind of labeled me as like an H-back ordeal. So, yeah, man, thank you, Naeem, for allowing us to get together here and talk about this experience that we've had.
Yeah, for sure. It's, you know, great to have you on, Jordan. We definitely became a lot closer because we are currently in the MAC program, the Masters of Accounting, and we were both blessed with that extra year of eligibility, so we were able to, you know, get a free master's from Rice University. And you are the Army Swiss knife of Rice University, so you're kind of that do-it-all type of guy. You even play special teams for us, so, like, you know, you definitely got a bright future ahead of you too. So you want to go next, Jovan?
Yeah, gotcha. What's up, everybody? My name is Jovan Wilford, like mentioned, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I am offensive lineman, offensive tackle. I play both left and right. Since coming to Rice, I've only been on the right side, but my positions. Before coming, I went to Colgate University in upstate New York. Did 5 years there, and really didn't have any plans to go any further after that. Plan on making a lead shot and going into the workforce after that. But then our compliance person, Tori in Houston, my fifth year, came down to Rice University. And so then he told me that they were looking for offensive linemen and then got me in contact with Coach Bloom. And that's kind of how that went on. And then they kind of said, oh, yeah, boy, another year of football, you'll be able to go ahead and get a free master's from one of the best schools in the country. So I think you kind of had to be stupid and not take that opportunity. So it's how I ended up down here. Then, like everybody else, had that extra COVID year. And got two good seasons in with the Owls.
Yeah, and I mean, it was really crazy because you do have a really fascinating story. Like, you were in college for 7 years. Like, not many people get that opportunity. And I think, didn't you? You probably had a medical year, correct?
Yeah, so my true senior year, first play, first game, completely took out my knee. Played the rest of the game, but was out for the rest of the season. And then when I came back for the redshirt year, that's when I got told about the extra opportunity to keep playing. So it was kind of a combination of redshirts and medical redshirts and COVID years to be able to stretch out and have probably one of the longest college football career in history. I got to look in the books, see if I can get a world record or something.
Yeah, no, we definitely called you, like, you know, grandpa on the team, but, you know, everybody respects the hell out of you. So, but yeah, I appreciate you guys coming on the show. I'm just going to talk about a little bit about myself just in case this is somebody's first time listening. And my name is Naeem Smith, and I'm from Iowa City, Iowa. And what brought me to Rice, I was at a junior college, and I just felt under-recruited, so I ended up going there. And, you know, it just so happened that Rice was one of the offers. I had, like, three out of JUCO, and I ended up coming down to Rice and played three seasons here and was able to get my undergrad in sport management and a business minor. And then with the extra COVID year, like I said earlier, got to start the Masters of Accounting. So really just grateful for my opportunity here. And there's, you know, just such great people that I've gotten to come into contact with. And I'm just really, really glad that we're doing this right now. So Jake, we're going to bring it back to the top of the order. And can you start us off and talk about where did you train to prepare for your pro day and what did your schedule look like? So were you taking any classes? And if you weren't taking classes, what did you do with your free time?
Yeah, so I worked out at Rice with Coach Hans, and shout out to him. He did a great job getting us prepared for our big day, and just very thankful for everything he brought to us. And I actually did not have any classes, so I would, for my free time, I would either DoorDash or just do any type of side jobs I could get just for a little extra cash. And my agent helped me out as well, and my family. So, you know, I was just really focusing on doing the best I could on pro day. And, was pretty happy with the results.
Yep. So my next question was like, my next question was, do you have an agent? And then, so you said yes. So what were some of the things that he provided? For example, you know, like there's food, paying for training, and like what did he, you know, offer for you, I guess, is a big thing.
Yeah, for him, he bought, I know, which is very expensive, was the NFL footballs I was training with. Those are, you know, pretty pricey. He bought those for me. He bought a lot of the camps I attended to and the extra training I had between pro day. So, you know, he helped me out a good amount, and he'll help me out a little bit more when I go out there and train with them in the month of May.
Yeah, that's really good. And for anybody listening right now, I think it's very important that you tune in right now to understand that there's a lot of different style of agents out there. So everybody's going to, like that I'm interviewing right now, they're going to say something that their agent is probably offering them or is not offering them. So it's very important to understand the whole process of an agent, understand the contracts. You don't want to just sign something blindly. You need to know what you're getting yourself into when signing, you know, the dotted line with an agent. So I guess, Elijah, do you want to talk a little bit about where did you train to prepare for pro day? What did your schedule look like? And then was it like hard to manage your schedule? Did you have classes? And then talk about a little bit about your agent.
Well, luckily, I mean, being here at Rice so long, I was able to finish, you know, my degrees, and luckily I didn't have any school to, you know, deal with whilst training for pro day. Like Jake said, you know, train with Hans 5 days out of the week. In addition to that, I would also train at the Woodlands with you and Jordan. We trained at the Woodlands with Micah Swanson and Swanee, the old man, the guru himself, you know, just to work on explosion and stuff like that. And it wasn't too hard to manage. And honestly, I loved every part of it, man. Just working with you guys and just getting closer to y'all, man. And just really training for something that, you know, we've been thinking about for so long. It was just an awesome thing to witness, like, each and every one of us is getting better, you know, every day.
Yeah. So now you want to talk about your agent?
Yeah. I signed with Goal Line Sports. My agent's name is Yossi Bahar, and he's partnered with Brian Levy. They're out there in Miami. They're great dudes. And the reason I got in touch with them actually through Coach Calhoun after the season. He knew them, you know, and he knew that they would they would vouch for me at every step. So I had a couple of agents reach out to me, but I felt like they had my best interest in mind, and they really took care of getting meals for me through My Fit Foods here in Houston, and just having, you know, like a massage gun or just extra stuff to just help with pro day.
Yeah. So no, that's good. So you want to go next, Jordan?
Yeah. So in terms of, you know, my training preparation, very similar to Elijah and who we trained with. Trained with Coach Hans Straub at Rice. Do that usually in the morning, maybe in the afternoon, whichever one we do. But on the opposite end of it, we'd be up in the Woodlands, also training with Micah. And, you know, that was hard to struggle, not only because, you know, it's a lot of driving, gas prices are pretty high, so we had to deal with that. But on top of that, I also had to, you know, take into account I had my master classes that I had to, you know, fit into the schedule. And usually those are like non-negotiable. So also had to deal with that. And then I have an agent that I signed with pretty late on, Everett Coleman. He's a guy who I felt like I could trust in terms of, you know, not trying to, you know, lie to me whenever it comes to the contracts and things like that. Like Naeem was talking about, man, whenever you sign a contract, you have to know who you're getting those contracts with, because things can really turn south if you don't know what you're, you know, what you're signing that signature for. So, you know, thankfully I got somebody I could trust. He helped me out with, you know, meal plans and a couple extra things that was needed as the time went on. But overall, like, it was a great experience. Thankful for, you know, not only the training staff, but my agent as well, for just, you know, allowing me to get better within the 2 to 3 months that I was able to prepare for this pro that run. So
yeah. So can you talk a little bit more in depth about the agent aspect and like what somebody could do to try to get, like, you know, food from them? How do they approach talking to their agent? I guess I probably should ask the other guys that, but like, how do you approach them with, you know, you might need help with paying for training, you might need help paying for food, and then like, what's the expectation? What should somebody expect? Like, should they expect to pay the agent back, or how do they go about that process?
So I feel a lot of different agents could approach it differently to different players as well, especially depending on maybe your draft stock or things like that. A lot of times, the higher your draft stock, maybe the more they're willing to put up front for you.
Yep.
The way I would probably see it. And a lot of times, if they start buying you a whole bunch of extra stuff, like, okay, we're going to give you a rental car, we're going to put you in, you know, I don't know, massage classes and just things like that. When things start to get a lot of extra cost added onto it, a lot of times, if you look into the fine print, they'll say when you sign a contract with an NFL team, then you have to pay that back, you know, with a certain interest, you know, whatever they feel like they need their money back in. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. That's what I was really skeptical on getting myself into, and so when you come down to it, the biggest thing is you just have to ask questions and then make sure you read the lines as well. I'm not sure if that really answered your question.
But no, that's pretty good. I mean, it's definitely hard to answer because it's not a simple question, but
yeah,
it's at least something that people need to keep in mind while they're going through this process. And I should ask you guys, Jake and EG, so if you guys have anything you want to add to that right now, please just feel free to talk about it.
Yeah, I would say just, you know, like Jordan said, it's all kind of based off how your draft stock is or, you know, where you're projected to go. But I would say definitely make connections while you're in the process of trying to find an agent. And, you know, feel if you have the opportunity to talk to a few agents, feel out the one you like best and who's going to offer you the best deal. Because like Jordan said, you want to make sure before you sign with an agent, you don't have to pay anything back if that's the situation you want for yourself. So just mm-hmm. be careful on who you're signing with, what they're telling you, what they're promising you. That's why you kind of want to have a few phone calls with them, maybe even meet them in person, kind of get to know them before you, you know, jump the bridge and, you know, go for the first guy who gives you a call and tells you, you know, what you want to hear. So
yeah,
you just kind of have to, you just got to play it by ear and, you know, feel out the vibes from the agents.
I love that. And something also to add to that, you want to also try to figure out if your agent has signed anybody else too, especially at your position, just because yeah, you want to make sure that, like, you know that they're going to fight for you to get on a roster, especially if you're, like, most of us are on the borderline. I know, like, just coming to mind, like, EG, I know, got, like, a draft grade, and so EG definitely probably, you know, I think he had a phenomenal pro day, and I hope to God EG gets drafted. We all do, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like for the most part, like, we're all kind of borderline guys, and we want, you know, we all signed with that agent because we felt like they were going to fight for us to help us get us on a roster, and we all had phenomenal pro days, so I can't wait to talk about that because I think y'all helped us. But you got anything else you want to add, EG or Jake?
No, I just want to say, I mean, you mentioned it earlier, just with making sure you read what you're signing, you know, and understanding what the stipulations are for, you know, paying that money back. Because sometimes some agents are going to expect the money back and some aren't. Some are going to have rates that you're going to have to pay, you know, every month that's a part of your contract or whatever your salary is. So you just want to understand that. And also, one thing that I wish someone would have told me was, it's a business now. You're your own business, essentially. And it's nothing personal to, like, if the first guy that reaches out to you and you don't want to sign with him, it's nothing personal, because at the end of the day, it's all business. You got to look out for yourself, and you got to look for a partnership that's mutually beneficial.
Yeah, that's really good. So now, do you want to talk, Jovan, a little bit about where you trained to prepare, like what the schedule looked like for yourself, and just like what did you do with your free time?
Yeah, before getting into that, kind of jumping off the last topic we had, also make sure you realize, EG, I'm so glad you're going to say it. You said it, that the last point you said, because I was going to bring that up. You got a lot of guys, if you're listening, remember, this isn't the NCAA anymore. This isn't just school anymore. You're a grown man. You need to go ahead and handle your business. People aren't going to be watching out for you and stuff like that. Most people are going to be watching out for you.
Yep.
You have the ability and the authority to get what you feel comfortable with. Like, if somebody's trying to press you into, or like, oh yeah, I got this brand new car, you got to do so-and-so, like, no, you don't. This is your career. You're making the decisions, and this is ultimately going to be the money that you're going to be making. So understand that you have a lot more authority and autonomy in the situation.
Yeah, and just want to add on, like, you got to realize this is a grown man business, like we all said, and like, you got to take care of yourself and make sure you're putting yourself in the best position to be successful. But go ahead, take it away.
But in terms of training and training and schedule, so when we first came back, after taking a little bit of rest from the season, getting my body kind of back, we started about 7:30 in the morning, and luckily, EG, I was done with my master's, so I had no class and everything. I graduated back in the fall, so I would be here, or I would be in the facility training at Rice where we all get Coach Hines. I'd be in the facility from like 7 a.m., 7:30 when we started to probably about 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, because I would do our workout, and then I'd have another lift, which was kind of a mixture of the lifts that we do in the off-season at Colgate, the ones we do at Rice. I kind of put together my own little plan, had it in the book, and also worked on like getting jump rope, make sure my feet were right. Basically just trying to fine tune all the other little things that we didn't focus on like specifically for the combine, just to make sure the best place that I was, as strong as I needed to be, and make sure I looked the part on the day. And then I would play in 7 years, you know, it comes with a lot of wear and tear on joints, on, you know, so I make sure I have at least a good 20-30 minutes to get in a stretch routine, get to the training room, and get like hip a mat or a different type of things for my knees, and just make sure I was as well recovered as I could be, and that really helped me out. I had absolutely no type of limiters on me for the pro day. I kind of eased off on it, on doing like extra workouts and stuff, maybe like 3 weeks or maybe a month up until the pro day. But yeah, I pretty much stay first half of the day working out. Then after that, I'd go home and just work on eating, nutrition, and recovery. I really was blessed with the opportunity to really focus on this pro day. Until the later half, I ended up picking up a job working at Kincaid as an assistant strength coach. So yeah, it's kind of what my schedule looked like. In terms of agents, I went with Everett Coleman. Me and Jordan have the same agent. I remember Jordan coming to me and asking me kind of about Everett and like, what do you think and everything. And what really stood out to me was he was talking about like my other interests. Like when I was talking to agents that reached out, a lot of them were, you know, obviously about the business and everything, but what stood out with him was he was really interested in like what we did, even God forbid, we don't make it, or after football ends, after our career ends, he's saying like, what are the plans and everything, and making sure that you're successful as a man, as opposed to just being successful as a football player.
Yep.
That's something that I look for in my coaches as well, so I was pretty happy with that.
Yeah, no, I want to bring back a point, because both you and Jake said that you guys had jobs, and I think that's very important, because like, Jordan and I, it's really important for the audience to understand this right now. Jordan and I actually were taking classes, and it did suck. It sucks that we were taking these classes because they weren't easy, but we were afforded to still be on scholarship and get our stipend. So every month, Jordan and I are getting our $1,300 check. So we're able to, you know, at least have some money to like live off that. But, you know, you talked about, you and Jake talked about, like, you guys kind of had, like, side jobs. So, was that kind of, like, just a fund, you know, like, maybe some meals and stuff like that? Can you just talk more in depth about it? And maybe what somebody could do if they need to find a job?
Yeah, so, so after being done with football, I wasn't getting our stipend anymore. So, I needed a way to, like, pay our rent. and be able to eat and all that different stuff. And also, my agent was blessed me with the opportunity to pay for a lot of our groceries, as well as help me out for one of the months before I was able to go ahead and get that job. But yeah, it was pretty much a necessity to try and get at least something to pay the rent until we go on to camps, wherever we want to.
Yeah, so now you want to talk a little bit about it, Jake?
Yeah, no, I definitely think it's important. If you're obviously not getting a stipend, that you know, just make a little side cash. But I will, like, a word of advice would be not to do anything that's going to tax your body too much. You want to be well rested and in the best shape of your life on your biggest day. And, you know, just having an easy job like delivering food was, you know, something that was easy for me. It kind of sucked once the gas prices got up because, you know, you're not making as much. But, you know, it helped me stay out here and train and definitely just find something where you're not on your feet all day.
Yep. Hey, so I appreciate you guys talking about that. And I'm going to talk a little bit real quick and talk about kind of like my process through it. And I think it's very important because a lot of, you know, players, like, you might be a good player, but you might not necessarily get a draft grade. That doesn't mean you're bad. Like, there's so many talented athletes that play the game, you know what I'm saying? So never be discouraged, because at the end of the day, you only need one team to want you. And so I just feel like for this pro day, we all, like, we put our blood, sweat, and tears into it. And I remember for myself, it was January, and I talked to Gabe Taylor, and I was like, you know, I came out there to train. And his dad, you know, he's Sean Taylor's little brother. And, you know, his dad was training me, and I was training at Bomberitos. And it really opened my eyes, because I saw guys with, like, draft grades, and I'm seeing them at these places, and they're getting cars. You know, they're getting massages. They're not taking classes or anything like that. So, really, like, I saw the spectrum of, you know, guys that are, like, considered elite, and being able to train at, like, really high-end facilities. Not saying that we didn't get to train at a high-level facility. We were training for free and very blessed, because Rice has an incredible weight room. We have a bubble where we can go, and then we have a really nice football field too. So it was just really cool that we were able as a five to be able to train together. But anyway, what I was saying, just like in January, throughout that whole process, I was there for like 2 weeks getting ready for the Tropical Bowl. And I went there to the Tropical Bowl with Jordan. And it was just really cool because we got to see like other athletes across the whole nation, you know, Power 5, G5. I'm seeing like D2 football players there. And I know that Jordan and EG, Elijah, went to the CGS, which is in Dallas, correct?
Fort Worth.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, really, I think that what I'm trying to say here is bowl games can help you, but I don't feel like it's almost like a necessity to go to them. Now, if you get like a big senior bowl, like, invite, for sure go to it. But like, it's not like a bad thing if you don't get an invite to it. It's just like there's only so many people that can go to it. And just, you know, throughout the whole process, it was really cool because I think Coach Hans did a phenomenal job with us. He's a strength coach at Rice, and he really... he knew the whole process. He's done it before, and he was really, he was really professional about it, and he did a good job, like, laying out the steps for us, like, this is why we're doing it. And so on the side, EG and Jordan and I, we decided to, we want to just work kind of more speed and explosion also, so we started going up to Swanson Ironworks, which is run by Micah Swanson and his dad, Swanee, and so shout out to them. And we really got to, I think they both complimented each other really well. Would you guys agree, EG and Jordan?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, they improved my explosion a lot.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, I just thought it was really cool. So just make sure you guys, if you have to take classes, definitely advise you guys, like, you have to set a schedule. And Jordan and I, that was something that we had to make sure we were doing, like, our training wasn't interfering with our schedule. And if you don't have classes, make sure that you have enough funds, because you might not necessarily be having money coming in, and your agent might not be paying for a lot of stuff. So you just gotta be really, really cautious and know what you're getting yourself into. So now, Jake, we're going to talk about the actual combine day. What emotions did you have? What were your goals with, like, bench, vert? We'll just go through down the line and, like what were your goals with it? What did you end up doing? Like, how did you feel your pro day went?
Yeah, no, I thought it was a very cool experience. I would say jitters to start the pro day were as an all-time high, just because you want to, you set such a great expectation for yourself because you're training for about 2.5 months to, you know, just for one day. So, you know, you're going to have nerves. That's normal. Like, a word of advice is to not get too nervous. Just know that it's because you care, and you're going to have butterflies. It's natural. It's like game day. If you care about something, you're going to want to do great. So, you know, don't let the nerves overcome the moment, and just have fun with it. And, you know, I thought I did a great job throughout training. As you guys know, my numbers were better on pro day than they were training throughout the whole 2 months. So, you know, I was happy with that. Thought I ran a pretty good 40 time. Was most happy with improving my vertical. I was talking with Naeem before the day, and I know I had set a goal out to hit a 30 vertical, and I did that on my first jump. So, you know, that was a great feeling. And just it was an overall just great experience. I thought it was fun. You know, getting to, you know, as a little kid, you kind of still feel like a kid out there in that moment where all the NFL coaches are holding the clipboard, and you're like, wow, this is, you know, I'm here, this is real. So, you know, it was a blessing from God and from our families to just be able to, that they got us to put us in that position. And when you get there, have fun with it. Be loose. You know,
yeah.
You're going to do good.
Yeah, and I think something that I want to add to you, and Trammell, E.G., Jordan and I seen Trammell like 2 weeks or 3 weeks before pro day, and he was like, he told me, make your little, like, your five-year-old self proud. So that was something that I just thought was really cool, because, you know, ever since we were, like, so young, we waited for this moment, and, like, it's literally for this one day, and it's just such a huge blessing. So I like that you kind of added that. So do you want to talk now, E.G., about
kind of, yeah. But it's about the whole day?
Yeah, just talk about, you know, maybe some of, like, what you were feeling on the pro day, like, leading up to it, and then, like, maybe you could talk a little bit, what was one of the drills that went really well for you, and maybe some of the takeaways.
Man, it's crazy, because, you know, you train so hard for this one day, man, you get there, it's like, for me, it was almost like, we just repped it so many times, and it was like, damn, these next times that we're going to go are like the ones that, you know, really matter, you know. So it was almost like a surreal experience, honestly, because I felt like, especially when you're going, like, all eyes are on you. But for me, you know, in the past, like, you know, when I was younger, like, I would get nervous for, like, big stuff like that. But yesterday, a couple of days ago, man, I wasn't feeling too nervous, man, just because I knew all the work that we had put in and all the times we had repped it. One thing that they don't really tell you is it's so quiet, man. It was so quiet when we were going.
Yeah, especially when we were outside. Like, definitely, yeah. In the weight room, we had, like, the whole football team in there, yeah. And they were, like, really pumped for us. But then once we actually stepped foot on the field, it was dead silent.
Yeah, dude, especially the broad jump.
Yeah.
Man, it was crazy how silent it was. But I was like, there's one quote from CGS. It was, faith and fear can't have or can't live in the same domain, or they can't exist in the same domain. And it was really like, for me, I was like, all right, man, don't even think. Just go hit these drills, you rep it 1,000 times, you're going to be successful, man. So,
yeah, and yeah. That's really good. And I think the big takeaway, too, is like, you literally work after season from January to April for this.
Yeah,
and I mean, you have plenty of time to prepare. It's just like every day you got to make sure you come with that hard hat. So do you want to talk a little? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, honestly, man, I mean, the training, of course, the training was hard. But it was also like, a part of me was, there's a lot of times where you got to deload, too. I didn't realize how much time, how much rest played such an important factor into everything.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, do you want to talk a little bit about the importance of rest, Jordan, when you talk about the specific day?
Yeah, I can go into it, but I guess starting off, man, just the biggest thing about
the actual day of pro day is just how much anticipation and just the nerves that are built through those 3 months of training. It gets pretty intense when it comes down to it. I remember the night before I was, you know, you get that little, like, the first game of the season nerves. So you get, like, really excited, almost, like, kind of antsy, you can barely sleep. You go to bed, maybe wake up a couple times throughout the night, like, oh, like, is it time? Is it time? It's just, you just kind of feel like a kid going on the first day of school or something like that. And that's something that you don't really get many of those experiences as you get older. So I personally, I felt like I told myself just to sit back and make sure I enjoy every moment of pro day. And I think that's something that a lot of people could lose grasp of, because you're just so like, okay, I have to do this. I have to be perfect here. I need to make sure I run these drills right. Make sure you can get caught into so much detail. The whole day is just gonna fly by you, you know, and then you're just never gonna be able to look back. You're not gonna get many. You're not gonna get another pro day, you know. So I just made sure that, you know, I took in every opportunity just to just sit back and be like, wow, like, I'm here. And I think the thing that I was able to do to help me combat the nerves that you do get on pro day is just preparation. You know, like, the more you prepare, the more, you know, confident you feel whenever, you know, things really start hitting the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah alluded to it, is like, man, we do so many reps of the, you know, 40s, the 5-10-5, 3-cone, and all that stuff. Like, you do so many reps that eventually, when it gets to crunch time, instincts kind of just take over. And I'm assuming, you know, we're all playing college football, we're all, you know, preparing to go to the NFL, even you, the listeners now, like, you have that ability, you have those instincts that can just take over and let your athletic ability talk. But you have to prepare through those 3 months and really do it. And since it's such a long process of training, kind of getting to the whole, you know, resting aspect of it is like, you're going to have a busy schedule training, even if you're taking classes and stuff like that too. But the thing that you really do have to take into account and make sure you are honestly doing more than training is recovery, whether that's, you know, tubs, if y'all are familiar with boots, yoga classes. We, especially towards the end, we kind of got real comfortable with getting massages, stretching. You honestly can't stretch enough, but, you know, just being smart about how you approach the final day, because you don't want to be benching 225 or doing benching the day before a 225 test or something like that.
Elijah Garcia.
Yeah, Elijah. Hey, man, that's one of my pro days.
going to Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness workouts.
You monster.
Fridays, I got pizza, man.
You have to know when the appropriate time of, you know, hitting it hard, doing the proper work, and, you know, really pushing yourself to the limits. And understand that pushing yourself to those limits for too long, you eventually you start to break down.
Yep.
So you have to, it has to be a nice balance.
Yep.
As you go throughout the whole pro day process.
Yeah. My fault. I was just gonna add, like, when it's the off day, make it an off day. Don't do anything. Like, that off day is so important for your body.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to add, like, don't be a hero when you're training. Know your body. If your hamstring or your quads tight during training, don't go run a 40 as fast as you can just to prove a point to yourself or somebody else, because that can, you know, make you, you know, decrease where you were from, you know, where you wanted to be.
Exactly, because the most important thing is that you're even available on April 1st, which was our pro day. Like, you need to be available for that pro day, and you don't want to just hurt it because you were, you know, had a sore hamstring and you popped it, you know, a month before pro day. Like, that's just something you don't want to do. So make sure you stay on top of your recovery and everything. But Jovan, you want to talk a little bit about, a little bit about maybe one drill that you're really excited about, and then if you want to have anything else to add.
Yeah, before we get into that, talking about recovery, nutrition goes hand in hand with that. So I know all of us, pretty much most of us were getting the MyFit foods, but making sure you have the right fuel in your body and to go along with that rest is really important. Making sure you're getting enough calories for your body to rebuild itself while you're resting is really important. But for Pro Day, yeah, I'm really happy with how everything went. Leading up to, I kept getting a wave of extreme confidence and then doubt and like nerves. Like it kept going, there was no in between for me. It was like one day I was, like boom, boom, boom. But on the actual day, it was kind of weird. I was completely tranquil. Like leading up to it, I know I talked to a couple of you guys, it felt weird. Like, I don't feel like I should be as calm as I am. But I guess my body and my mind just realized we trained so hard and trained so much for this that there's no way that anything could go wrong at this point. Like, the only thing that can happen is to go out there and dominate. So, biggest drill I wanted to come out with, as a lot of y'all know, offensive line is not the speediest position. So I wanted to make sure I did okay in the 40 and stuff like that. And I ended up getting a 5.44, which was decent. But the biggest thing I wanted to show out with was my strength. That's a big part of my game, as EG knows, playing with me in the trenches. So I went ahead with the 225 and got 28 reps. I wanted to get that 30, but I'm really happy with that 28. So that was one big focus I had.
Yeah, no, that's great. So now I guess we could transition and talk about what did you learn throughout the process and like what things will you take with you from learning from this process like on a daily basis going forward? Jake.
Yeah, knowing the type of athlete you are, knowing yourself, obviously you know your weaknesses and your strengths going into training, and you really want to focus more on your weaknesses going into pro day, just so you know sharpen up all your skills when you get to that big day, and just being the most prepared. You definitely, like Jovan said, you want to have your diet and health right. You know, that'll keep you in the best mental state as well on pro day. But yeah, just I would say the biggest thing for me, it's a small thing, is just being prepared and focusing on the things you need to improve the most to transfer over to the drills you're gonna do.
Yeah, and then can you add, so after pro day, you've worked so hard and you've ate a really good diet. So what was the thing that you had as your cheat meal?
Oh man, I went out to dinner with you, had a nice burger, and then had a pizza yesterday. So, I'd probably eat bad this weekend, and then, starting tomorrow again, get back on the strict diet, and, just kind of probably take this week off on the legs and, do a lot of stretching and mobility work. I would definitely say, for all of us, we could probably say we're all really sore. So, you exert, all the possible energy you can to, do great throughout that day. So, just make sure you keep stretching and, that's about it.
What about you, EG?
Oh, man, I enjoyed the whole process, man. It was really fun. Like, hey, this is the Fab Five right here. Every day we go to work, man, and get better, and it was awesome seeing you guys progress and just seeing, like, man, like, if you had a certain jump or a certain tempo, it's just like, we're just hyping each other up, man. It was great, man. I will say a big thing that I learned throughout this whole process was like, it's a roller coaster, man, especially with these times. And, some days you're going to feel really high, like, oh man, I set a new PR, like, I got this, it's in the bag. And then other days are like, but no, man, some days it's like, you're feeling low, you're like, oh, I might have to hang them up, but it's an ongoing process, man. It's a roller coaster, yeah, I enjoyed every second of it.
Yeah, no, that's great. What did you have as your cheat meal?
I had Wingstop.
What'd you order?
10 bone-in wings, cheese fries, blue cheese. I had to get garlic parmesan and barbecue.
And I will say, I'm very proud of you for taking like your diet very serious. And I don't know, could you maybe talk a little bit about that, especially throughout this last 3 months for you specifically? Because I'm not trying to heat you or anything, but you definitely look incredible now. And while you're playing at Rice, You know, you didn't look like this. Let's put it like that.
No, man, dude. So after Pro Day ended, like, for me, it was like a three-phase, like, plan. So I knew, just, bro, looking back in the season, like, I was like, man, like, I didn't mind putting on the weight because I had to play nose.
Yep.
But I also knew that took away a lot of my mobility, and I could see it on in film and, like, in pictures. I just looked a lot more stiffer. So I knew I wanted to drop some weight to get more explosive. But then on the back end, I knew I wanted to add good weight so because I'm still playing the Terry D line. You know, so it was really finding or just fine-tuning that perfect balance of, like, speed, size, and strength.
Mm-hmm.
So the first month of training, man, like, honestly, I did a lot of long-distance runs. You know what I'm saying? When I went home to San Antonio, I would just run around, like, that my whole, like, neighborhood, man. I think 1 month I did, like, 30 miles in, like, the month of January just running. And then at that time, I didn't have MyFitFoods in Houston. I didn't set that up yet because I was at home. So I just made sure to, if I was going to eat carbs, only eat healthy carbs, have a high-protein diet, and just get a lot of veggies in. And what I found was it's not, a lot of the times, bad diet habits or gaining weight is just due to bad diet habits. It's like, if someone, let's say you're going to, you know, watch a movie or something, you're going to the movies, you know, people want to buy popcorn, candy, soda, whatever, all that. But instead of having that, hey, man, I went to the movies, take a core power, a couple of them, and have some, like, cherries to go with it, you know. It's just making those healthy alternatives. Because you could still eat just as much and be satisfied, but it's just swapping out the good for the bad. And then you can treat yourself, you know, you're human eventually, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah, appreciate you adding that. So, Jordan, what did you learn, you know, throughout this whole process? What are some of, like, the big takeaways that you'll take with you going forward?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was kind of just understanding my body a little bit more from a physical standpoint, working out, you know, doing two workouts a day, as well as, like, a nutritional standpoint, understanding the, you know, amount of caloric intake needed, and, you know, just how much recovery is needed throughout the whole process and stuff like that. You know, thankfully I was able to get with the nutritionist at, you know, my Fit Foods, and, you know, they helped me, you know, get on a plan, just to, you know, get healthy foods going in. 'Cause I think the biggest struggle that you can, you know, come across when training is not having the ability to cook. And you know, plan your meals out, because that can be a tough spot, especially when you're going twice a day, you got classes, have to recover, have to get in the tubs, things like that. So I just went ahead and had it all planned out ahead of time. And I think that's, like, the best course of action for me, especially with everything that's going on in my life.
Yep.
So just having that available allowed for a lot of, you know, like, transitioning, kind of start losing a lot of body fat, start to transform your body into, you know, to be the best athlete that you can be. And I think a lot of it paid off in the end. I think that's the biggest thing, is just kind of getting to know your body, knowing how much sleep you need, because I think that's probably one thing we haven't really touched on in part of recovery. Sleep is probably one of the most important things you can get.
Yep.
They definitely harp on you getting, you know, people are like, oh, you know, 7 hours of sleep. No, it's about 8 to 10. And if you can get, the more you can get 10 hours of sleep, the better you are. So definitely focusing on sleep and getting not just, you know, a toss and turn, wake up every 2 hours sleep, but, like, quality sleep. So that means, you know, turn off your phone, knowing, you know, turn off the TV, don't play, you know, don't be playing a game an hour before you go to bed. Just finding ways for you to for your brain to get into that habit of going to bed early, getting quality sleep, waking up and getting this, like, routine with the nutrition that you put into your body. And on the back end, it helps out with your workouts as well. So in the end, you're going to be just that much better of an athlete.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up sleep, because that's something that is really, really important throughout the whole process. And EG and I talked about this, because I remember he brought up the fact that sometimes he had trouble going to sleep, if I remember correctly. So I told him, and this is the way that I thought that it helped me, and my girlfriend showed me, and she said, go to in your settings, go to accessibility, then display and text size, and then there's a thing called color filters, and it can allow you, and when you click on the color filter, I turn it red, and that's basically supposed to get the like blue light off you and like put you in a better state. And I try to even get off my phone like, you know, at least 30 minutes before bed, and I try to read around like, you know, 5 to 10 pages a day at night. So I think that gets me in a more relaxed state of mind. So I don't know if you guys had anything that kind of helped you go to sleep.
Yeah, for me, before we talked about the red light, actually, the blue light from your phone, I was actually taking, like, a lot of melatonin to fall asleep, but it wasn't helping me stay asleep.
Yep.
That was my biggest thing. It was helping me, like, it kept, like, waking me up. So, actually, no, man, I did your, you know, techniques and that red light and the color filters and just, like, reading a little bit. That was pretty much good to go.
Gotcha. Anybody else have anything to add?
Yeah, that's wild that you say that red light is supposed to, like, help out with it. Stuff like that, because I've had LED lights in my room for even since Colgate, and always before going to bed, like I'd always put it to this red filter, this red color, and that would always like be my you know, that would be my kind of cool down. So that's kind of wild. But another thing that helped me out was I had a Fitbit, and that would tell you like how well you're sleeping, how much you get up, and like I'm kind of playing like when I needed to go to sleep, like if I needed to go to sleep earlier, like say, okay, I want 8 hours, I need to get up at 7 a.m., so I'm going to bed at 11, you know, but you're not really getting that 8 hours. You're only getting like 6 hours of actual sleep because you're up and down, and that would kind of help. So being able to see that and like plan off of that, plan your sleep pattern, something that did help out.
Yep. So can you talk a little bit about what you learned throughout the process?
Yeah, for what I learned, it's kind of a microcosm of everything I learned from college football. Like, you're going to get in what you put in, and you got to reap what you sow, the whole thing. And always be able to trust yourself and trust the work that you put in.
Yeah.
You know, I always had moments of, did I work as hard as I could, you know, or could I have done more, or, you know, but a lot of times the answer to that question is, if you did, you would hurt yourself, you know, so trust your training and trust what you've done.
Yeah. Love it. And I think something that I learned too was like time management. And obviously we learned that as an athlete, but I think it was just like to a different level, because I really feel like you have to be a professional when you're trying to, you know, get ready throughout this whole process. Like there at a certain point in time of the day, I am doing this because, you know, this is going to help me for pro day. Like, X, Y, and Z will just help you, you know, going forward. So just make sure you guys, like, stay on your P's and Q's. Know what you're getting yourself into. So do you guys want to talk a little? This is probably one of, like, the last things. And it's like, who do you want to shout out to, like, thank them throughout this process? And then where's a good place to reach out to you at?
Well, like, reach out to as in what?
Reach out to you, like, if they, you know, somebody's listening and they feel inspired and maybe want to talk to you a little more, you could get drop, like, an Instagram, Twitter, or something where they can follow you.
Anybody coming up, you know, that's about to or wants to be a pro athlete, you know, this is a great podcast. I think we covered, you know, almost everything, sleep, hydration. You know, a big thing for me was, you know, I love caffeine, but not taking any past 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. You don't want to, you know, it'll wreck with your sleep. Jordan covered that. You want to get a good 8 to 10 hours. Don't be on your phone or on the game too long, because, you know, we're still kind of, you know, we all like to do little things at night on our free time. But, you know, if you're serious about wanting to do this, you know, go all in with it, because you know, you won't disappoint yourself. And that's the biggest thing, is not being disappointed by the end of your journey of the 3 months that you put in all the hard work.
Yeah, no, that's really good. So who do you want to shout out that, you know, helped you get to this point, and then where's a good place to reach out to you at?
Yeah, no, I want to shout out all the, you know, places I got an opportunity to play at, you know, junior college, Weber State, Rice. You know, it was a blessing. I learned something from everywhere I've been. You know, it's been a crazy ride for me just being at a lot of different schools, but I made sure to, you know, grow from each spot that I went on to and learn something new and learn something about myself to mature myself to be a better player and a better person. So, you know, there's a lot more than just football in life, and, you know, make sure to be a good person and a good teammate, because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what we remember about each other the most. Whether that guy was, you know, be a bad teammate, or that guy, you know, you remember a guy as him wanting to do everything he could to win. So, you know, I think this is a great group that we had. A lot of motivating each other and, you know, pushing each other to, you know, reach that goal. I know you were great at that, Naeem. You spoke up every day. You made sure that I was pushing myself to hit numbers that, you know, I wasn't. So.
Yeah, man. I mean, I feel like that's just part of, like, the brotherhood that we all created. Like, we put hours with each other, and even though, like, we were on a team of, you know, like 90 plus people, we genuinely all cared about each other, and, like, we love each other. And then once we got in that small five group and we're training with each other, like, it was like, man, it's time to go. We gotta go balls to the wall. Like, this is, like, this opportunity not everybody gets. So if you get that opportunity, you got to go as hard as you can, because the only thing that this pro day allowed was just us an opportunity just to perform in front of, you know, 11 different NFL teams. Like, there's no guarantee from here on out. Like, but it was a huge blessing that we got to do it. So, yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit, EG, about – or where's a good place to reach out to you at, Jake?
I would say the best is Twitter, JakeConst8, and, you know, feel free to, you know, ever ask me any questions. I'd love to help. I'm huge about, you know, being a role model to the people under me and just helping them be where I wanted to be when I was a younger kid. So, you know, I'm more than accessible that way.
Yeah.
Most likely will give you my phone number if you want. You can hit me through there.
Yeah, and just for everybody listening, we'll put the contact info in the show notes. And something that's really important is if you have questions for people, just ask somebody, because I'm guaranteed they'll help you out. And, like, that's the biggest thing. You got to go out your way to go and ask people and, you know, just really try to learn from their experience. So now, EG, do you want to talk about or shout out whoever helped you throughout this process, and where's a good place to reach you at?
First and foremost is, you know, my family. You know, I had a lot of prayers, you know, pouring in, and just people singing about me through this whole process. You know, of course, God, you know. Also, Coach Calhoun, the whole defensive staff, Coach Smith, Coach Grimgren, Swanson Ironworks, my fifth food. It's a long list, man, but just a lot of people, you guys, you know, that went into making sure yesterday was, two days ago was a success. And because you'll never get anywhere by yourself, you know. You're always going to need, you know, people in your corner. So just having those people, and I'm very blessed, you know, to have y'all as brothers and everyone who helped me out to help me reach this point I am today. A good place to reach me is at Instagram and Twitter. Both the handles are the same. It's at EEG_92.
Awesome.
Once again, Naeem, thank you for having me, brother.
Yeah, of course, man. And now, Jordan, do you want to go?
Yeah, easily the first group of individuals who I always shout out, who's been supporting me through it all, been to every single football game, is like my parents, mom and dad, and my brothers trying to come out to all of them too, but those have been my backbone through majority of my athletic career. So, you know, definitely had to shout them out. Any coach who has had any part in helping me, even if they gave me one coaching point, you know, I've been able to take that and use it possibly to, you know, my advantage in the football game and through training and stuff. So very thankful for just anybody who's taking part and helped me get to this stage in life. And then lastly, of course, you guys, man, y'all allowed the last 3 months to be enjoyable, man. Definitely going to be a time we all remember, hopefully. And then hopefully it's not the end for us all, you know, so just gonna keep on going. And then anybody can reach out to me on my Instagram at _legacyof7. And then also they can reach out to me through email if that's something that would be easier to do, at jcm12@rice.edu. And I'll definitely answer any questions anybody have. And biggest thing that I think a lot of people do struggle with is just having the confidence to reach out to somebody, man. But like Elijah said, you can't do it alone. The community you build around yourself a lot of times can dictate how successful and how far you go in life. So be sure you're smart with who you surround yourself with. You know, keep going, man.
Yeah, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So, but yeah, appreciate you coming on the show, bro. And Jovan, you want to talk about, you know, who you want to shout out and where's a good place to reach you at?
Yeah, man. As EG said, got to thank God for blessing the ability and the strength to get to this point. Definitely got to shout y'all out, man, for just motivating me and just coming to work and just really putting in the same type of effort that I was putting in and just really making sure that we had like a family type group already. In addition to the family that we had at Rice, shout out to all the guys, Rice football, all of our coaches and everybody who's helped me along the way, Coach Bone, Coach Davis, Coach Dale especially, helped me be a better offensive lineman. Coach Nelly, Colgate, and all the Colgate staff for getting me to this point. All my family was real supportive. My uncle, actually, who came out to the pro day, he called me the night before and asked if family were able to go to the pro day because he just found out the date. And he got a flight from D.C. that night and came to be at the pro day the next day. So having family like that has really been amazing. My wonderful girlfriend, who's over here asleep right now, for supporting me and always telling me how great of a job I'm doing. Even when I want to go ahead and doubt myself. But yeah, and everybody can reach me at my Instagram, which is jwolford70. Everybody that is Wolford, that is wool like material, for like the truck slapped together.
I appreciate it. And you know, just for myself, I'd like to shout out for sure U4, Coach Hans, Coach Swanson and Swanee. I gotta shout out my girlfriend. She's behind me. You know, she's been doing, you know, treatment, staying with me this whole time, just making sure like I'm on top of everything. My family, like, there's been so many people that have just like reached out to me, and I know like you guys have had the same thing. Like, you've had people just reach out to you, and you're like, man, like, I'm so grateful because like that person did help me get to this moment. Like, there's so many people that have touched our lives and affected us in a positive way. So definitely just a blessing that we were able to get to this point in time. So do you guys have any last words for anybody out there? And I mean, I know this is running out of hour right now, so I don't want to keep it too long, but like, do you guys have any last words that you want to say that maybe people should look into or need to know?
Just fight through adversity and self-doubt. That's all I got. Keep going. You know, sun's gonna shine sometime when you keep believing in yourself. So, you know, in times of self-doubt, like you said, lean on your loved ones. Keep going as hard as you can.
Love it.
Yeah, man, just gotta trust the process, man. Even if you get knocked off a little bit, just keep going, man. Understand that you gotta stick with it. And in the end, everything's gonna work out how it should be.
Anybody else got anything?
I just want to say, man, consistency and discipline are the key, man. To success, so
love it.
Remember that. Over anything, just remember that.
You take care of your body can take care of you.
Yeah, so I think that wraps up the show today, guys. But you know, I just want to personally thank, you know, you four. You've been incredible, and I'm so blessed to call you guys my brothers. I'm like so fortunate to have you in my life, and I'm just very, very thankful because we all pushed each other. We all made each other better. And we were here together at this point in time for a specific reason. And it's not like this isn't going to be the end of us. So I just look forward to seeing where like each individual for ourselves, like where we're going to be within, you know, the next month or two. And we'll definitely have to have another couple podcasts in the future where we talk about like what we've been through, you know, maybe what, whether it's the NFL or whatever the next step is. So just shout out to all you guys coming on. I mean, you guys took an hour of your life on a Sunday when you guys could have been chilling, but you know, you guys got on here with me, so thank you very much. And you don't realize how invaluable this information is gonna be for somebody out there. And even if it's only one person, like that person just got free information that now they know how to somewhat go throughout the process. So appreciate you guys for real. So that wraps up the portion with my four other buddies that joined along and, you know, took an hour out of their Sunday while they're sore just to tell about their whole NFL pro day experience and what went into the whole process. So really, I gotta shout out those boys because they are brothers for life, and I love each and one, every one of them. They mean a lot to me. You know, we put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this one day, and just very, very fortunate for all the people that have continued to be in my life and have supported me throughout this journey. You know, there's countless people I can thank, and so, you know, make sure that you guys share this podcast for real with any athlete out there that is potentially will go through this process. It's incredibly important that you're educated on this topic, and that was how I started. I asked questions to a dear brother of mine who's currently on the Falcons, Austin Trammell, and he literally gave me the blueprint for the whole pro day experience that he had, and just really got to shout him out because he does mean a lot to me. And you know, he literally told me, you need to do this, you don't need to do that, and make sure you guys go ask questions to people. But so just really wanted to say thank you to them, and if you guys have any questions, please feel free to reach out to any of us, and you can always reach the podcast. Email is at greenlightrealestate100@gmail.com, and the Instagram and Twitter is green_lightre. So just feel free, if you got any questions, know anybody that might be interested on coming onto the podcast, send them my way, and I just look forward to hearing your guys' feedback and comments on the episode, and this wraps up the show for today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Greenlight Real Estate Podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please be sure to share this podcast with a friend or leave us a rating and review. This helps to make our podcast better. For now, we'll see you next time on the Greenlight Real Estate Podcast, the go-getter's guide to real estate investing and financial freedom.